Thanks, Tim. Now back to the news. Here's Alison with some more cheerful news.
We have a very varied group of good news stories to finish with. Norwich's grandest shopping strip, the Royal Arcade, is seeing a revival after a time when many of the stores have been closed. A Norfolk charity which delivers blood by motorbike has been given a royal seal of approval. The number of e-scooters in Norwich is going to double, and the City of Ale Festival will be back after a two-year COVID break. Here's Mike to start with news regarding the Royal Arcade.
It's Norwich's grandest shopping strip, but the Royal Arcade has faced a challenging few years with businesses closing, empty stores, and shoppers browsing elsewhere. Now, however, the flagship location looks to have turned things round, with new firms moving in and data showing a huge change in its fortunes. The latest footfall figures for the arcade shows 1.7 million shoppers have passed through in the last 12 months, a huge 85% leap from the previous year. Although some of the rise is down to the fact that the city has been enduring lockdowns for much of that period, the data shows that the arcade has bounced back from COVID even more robustly than other areas. Retail experts believe its strong performance can have an impact on the surrounding retail area, with the arcade acting as a prestige location to draw in visitors and shoppers to Norwich. The footfall figures come just days after the street received its latest boost, with the arrival of another trader. The newest tenant is Lauren Collins Hines of Lauren Rose Interior Design. She hopes the store will become a destination shop and a further enhance the arcade as a place for luxury and high-end shopping. The next big step for the area will be the opening later this year of a new food hall at the junction with the back of the inns. The arcade's largest empty unit, which was previously occupied by Jamie's Italian Restaurant, is undergoing a £1.5 million refit and will reopen in the summer as home for a range of independent food and retail stalls. Traders hope it will act as an anchor tenant, helping to attract more people to the retail area.
A life-saving charity, which goes the extra mile on two wheels to help people in need, has been given a royal seal of approval. Norfolk Blood Bikes, which has almost 100 volunteers across the county, has become a proud recipient of the Queen's Award for Voluntary Service after being recognised for its work during the COVID-19 pandemic. The charity's volunteers went above and beyond during the pandemic, adding a variety of extra services to its ordinary offering of carrying various bodily fluids between the region's hospitals and to those in need. While the charity's name suggests its main task is transporting blood donations, it also delivers platelets, plasma, breast milk and other samples and medical supplies around the county. And during the pandemic, it added transporting COVID test samples to its work, which is carried out entirely by volunteers. Throughout this period, the amount of work the riders and volunteers took on grew, despite the additional challenges the pandemic posed. These challenges, including limitation on fundraising through events and collections, the charity's only source of income. And it is this level of dedication which saw the charity recognised for the award. Jasmine England, the charity's secretary, said, "We did not get support from the government and are not funded, so it was a real challenge for us to lose the events we attend and bucket rattling during lockdown." Sean Moore, the charity's chairman, said, "I couldn't hold back my delight when I found out we were to receive the Queen's Award for Voluntary Service. I felt so proud and honoured that our volunteers' work and dedication, not only during normal times, but for our COVID testing assistance during the pandemic, has been recognised with the Queen's Award, which is the highest accolade and the equivalent of the MBE for voluntary service."
The number of rentable electric scooters in Norwich is to double, and the vehicles will also be made available in other parts of Norfolk. E-scooters arrived in Norwich in September 2020, with Norfolk County Council joining forces with Beryl, which also provides bicycles and e-bikes, to provide them for hire. It's part of an initial 12-month government trial to assess the safety of e-scooters and their wider impacts. That trial has already been extended once and was due to conclude at the end of this month. but the Department of Transport has said schemes can be extended until November, and Norfolk County Council has decided to do so. It has also proposed to increase the size of the e-scooter fleet in Norwich from 250 to 500 scooters. That would happen in phases with safety reviews to make sure there's no proportionate increase in accidents. And e-scooters and bicycles will for the first time be available for rent in Wyndham, Heatherset, as well as Norwich. That will start this spring, with council officers saying it will help collect more extensive data for the Department of Transport. Figures released before Christmas showed that there were 9 reported casualties in accidents involved with e-scooters in the year 2021. That was lower than many similar counties. The council says there is now extra messaging to warn e-scooter users not to ride on footpaths or to carry passengers. Martin Welby, Norfolk County Council Cabinet Member for Highways, Infrastructure and Transport, said there had been more than 150,000 journeys made on scooters since the trial began. He said, "We know that many of these journeys would otherwise have been made by car, so used in a controlled and responsible way, the potential to reduce congestion on our roads and improve air quality is massive. This proposal will allow us to extend the size and scope of the trial, meaning we can increase the benefits utilising new and improved off-carriageway routes between Wyndham and Norwich and on Marriott's Way, as well as gathering further data to inform central government. A separate e-scooter trial operated by Ginger has been running in Great Yarmouth and is due to be extended."
For 2 years, city pubs were blighted with lockdowns, which shut their doors and dried their barrels. But now the City of Ale Festival is back, and it will be bigger than ever after it was confirmed to be a month-long event. Phil Cutter, one of the founders of the celebration of beers and breweries and owner of the Murderer's Pub, held the first meeting with around 30 people, consisting of pub owners and brewers. He said, "It's been a long 2 years. This is officially the 10th festival, so we want to make it a real extravaganza and celebrate Norfolk beer and pubs." The meeting started off with a discussion and a vote around how long to hold the festival for, whether to stay with the traditional 10-day period or to increase the festivities across an entire month. The majority voted for the festival to last 1 month, giving the public more of a chance to visit as many of the pubs as possible and sample the liquid delights each one would have to offer. As such, the festival will take place from May the 26th to June the 26th, with full details of the pubs involved yet to be revealed.
Well, that brings us to the end of this edition of Chatterbox. But don't forget, immediately after Chatterbox, we have a new edition of the magazine. Here is our usual reminder. When you've finished with the recording, pop the memory stick in the wallet supplied and drop it in a postbox, not forgetting to turn its address label over. We always mention this, but it's worth repeating that you do not have to pay any postage at all, as the postal service is free.
We hope you've enjoyed this edition, and our thanks go to the whole of the team which has produced it. The editor today was David Potten, and the sound recordist was Alex Holmes. We always like to hear from you, so please do call us on 01603 765 365. That's 01603 765 365. And if necessary, leave a message on our answer phone. We will definitely get back to you as soon as we can. You can also visit our website, www.cbtn.org.uk. Until then, we'd all like to wish you a very pleasant week.